Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
What happens is at the end of a police car's life, it's still drivable. We're able to usually sell it either at auction or in another way. But what we've seen is the black and white cars, they don't sell well because of the paint scheme. So this, when we're finished with it, we remove the decals, it'll be just another silver gray Ford Explorer. So the resale value goes up.
You heard David talking about this just a minute ago. Chief Eric Winstrom, the new Pensacola police chief for about 2 months now, showing the first car driving down Palafox. You know, the silver or gray or silver and gray, the new Explorers that they have to replace the Tahoes. These are going to save money and they're going to resell better. It's about $11,000 altogether, $9,000 cheaper than the Tahoes. Tahoes have gotten out of control. And then also, you know, the wrap is done in-house and the paint is done in-house, as Mike Wood told us yesterday. Interesting question that somebody had asked me. Do you think this is Chief Winstrom trying to put his mark on PPD? And I'm like, I don't think you can do it that quickly. I mean, even if that's what it was, and I don't, Chief doesn't strike me as that kind of guy. He doesn't strike me as the kind of guy that's going to do something just to be like, you know, I'm going to make a change so that I can make a change. I don't think so. Anyway, so I asked, and sure enough, this has been in the works for like 6 months to a year. He came into this. This was not his choice. I'm not saying it's against his choice. I'm just saying, you know, because it takes longer to go through the process of testing and procurement and pricing and paint, you know, all the stuff that went into making this happen. So no, that's not at all what happened. 437-1620, ongoing drama between Pam Childers and the county commission. Of course, Alex Andrade, who is a close friend of mine, he is our state representative for District 2. He was formerly the Milton city attorney, and he is now, you know, just working in private law. And also, you know, I asked him the jokingly, I said, did you know you're going to be a full-time legislator in your last? Because how many times have they've been in Tallahassee pretty continuously since January, and they're going back Monday. But, you know, he's representing a couple of charities that basically were supposed to get money, but then Pam Childers said that funding, it does not satisfy a legitimate county purpose. Therefore, she said, I can't approve that because under the law, I have an obligation. And, you know, the county wailed and gnashed teeth. Well, now two charities have basically brought a lawsuit forward to force her to pay it. The Greater Pensacola Junior Golf Association, or First Tee, as you might know them, and the Warrington Emergency Aid Center, WEAC. And her response to that lawsuit, I believe Ed Fleming is the one who's representing her. And if I'm wrong about that, somebody will text me, but I'm 98% sure it's Ed Fleming. And so, you know, Alex and Ed, and, you know, I wouldn't, if I were anybody, I wouldn't want to go up against Ed Fleming, but I know Alex is a very capable attorney too. In any case, the response is, you know, it's an interesting lawsuit, but you understand you don't have standing to bring it. You say, well, there are local charities who want the money that's been promised to them by a county vote. And the clerk writes in the lawsuit, plaintiffs have an insurmountable problem in that neither of these entities is a citizen taxpayer with any standing to bring a claim for repayment of funds to the county treasury. Even under the most basic standing analysis, plaintiffs count four fails because their vague allegations that the clerk's post-payment audit poses a risk of harm to their reputations or that it raises the potential the commission might take some action are not concrete injuries unique to them sufficient to confer standing. Failing to get a payment you were hoping for or even that you were expecting is not an injury, she says, and that they have standing to bring against because, you know, what if the vote had gone the other way? So you're not entitled to the money. Certainly not entitled to it if it's an illegal expenditure. But what would be your standing claim? I think that's an interesting move, first blush by me, I would say that looks right, which would mean this is all moot. But, yeah, you know, this is why you have courts who are professionals at this and, you know, depend upon the legal, analytical, judicial skills of one Andrew McKay. 6:15 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Find out why Jimmy Patronus gets canceled. Coming up next in the Transgressors Memorial Service, John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
All right, let's see here. No accidents or even delays to report to you this morning. Traffic is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Whether it's the style and performance of the all-new 2026 Outback or the extraordinary mileage of the 2026 Forester Hybrid, your next Subaru is guaranteed to put more scenery in your scenic route. The iconic Subaru Outback has been completely redesigned with sharper lines and more edge, making it look as tough and rugged as it drives. And the Forester Hybrid, with a driving range of up to 581 miles per tank, and up to 40% better city fuel economy, will let you hit the road again and again and again. Both come standard with Subaru's legendary symmetrical all-wheel drive to help you take every journey with confidence. The all-new 2026 Subaru Outback and the 2026 Forester Hybrid. Love never looks so good. Get your next Subaru at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, or online at AndersonSubaru.com. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. Woo! And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
ADX Digital Lead, Brian Prowitz.
What is website visitor ID? How much effort do you put into attracting people to your website without having any idea of who actually visits? With website visitor ID, you can collect the name, email address, physical address, and even demographic information from the people who come to your website, all without cookies. This is lead generation gold. It's called website visitor ID.
No one does digital like ADX Digital Marketing. ADXDigitalMarketing.com.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Something important happens.
You don't have time to wait.
Breaking news lives here.
Here.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Our first remembrance is for Congressman Jimmy Petronis, who this week filed a bill that would make it legal for ordinary citizens to purchase fully automatic machine guns. I know. In the post-Columbine, post-Sandy Hook, post-Parkland world, you would think even the bloodthirsty gun zealots at that dreaded violence emporium people euphemistically refer to as the NRA would have some shred of common sense about reasonable gun restrictions. Well, obviously they don't. But we know that no law-abiding citizen should be trusted with full-blown weapons of war. Now, I know we've always been using the label weapons of war for the current so-called sporting rifles, or what we like to call assault weapons, even though we knew that was a lie, since soldiers certainly don't go into war with semi-automatic rifles. And since we've already ratcheted up the rhetoric to 11 about currently legal semi-automatic weapons like AR-15s and AK-47s being weapons of war, you might think it would make us look like hypocrites to now complain about actual weapons of war being made available for sale. But as you know, logical consistency has never been our thing, especially when it comes to guns, about which we proudly know nearly nothing. Well, we know enough to know that every so often in a conversation about guns, you have to use some obscure technical term like pistol grip or double-barreled magazines to give a sense that you really know what you're talking about. It's also important to never mention that the real purpose of the Second Amendment is to defend against foreign invasion or domestic tyranny, and to instead distract people with rhetorical questions like, why do you need a machine gun to hunt pheasant? Or nobody needs pistol-driven barrel shrouds for home defense. See how smart I sound when I say that? So whether we're protesting against sawed-off bump stocks, or the fundamental danger of pinching your fingers on a Picatinny rail, or the way that only gangbangers use 12-gauge carbines, it's important to demonstrate, pretend expertise, and hope the low-information voters don't know any better. So just as we've always been against extended magnifying glasses and all assault weapons, even ones in .38 caliber, we hereby cancel Congressman Jimmy Patronis for the next level lunacy of trying to legalize machine guns, even though we aren't really entirely sure what they are. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, a single unidentified six-year-old in Great Britain for the highest of offenses against diversity, equity, and inclusion in the fourth degree. What did this little boy do? Well, his Beaver Scout Troop, the British equivalent of Cub Scouts, visited the Central Islamic Center in Stirling, Scotland as part of their work on earning their Faith Activity Badge. While at the Islamic worship site, it was time for the call to prayer, or Adhan, and as they have been shown to do, the 11 children all knelt down and prostrated themselves in the direction of Mecca, just like obedient Muslims do. So far, so good. But this one little boy, the 12th man, so to speak, for reasons that seem utterly inexplicable to us, decided to engage in the blasphemous, sacrilegious, offensive, and incredibly rude and disrespectful behavior of remaining standing, while everyone else bowed in submission to Allah. He didn't even wear a kufi, which all the others had done, and although it's hard to tell for sure from the brief video, he might even have kept his shoes on. Now, it's true that we don't know much about this incident, except that right-wingers and Christian supremacists have seized upon it as an example of childhood righteousness. They love it because they're anti-Islamic xenophobes who think everyone from the Middle East is a terrorist. But we can assume the boy is some sort of Christian who didn't want to pray like a Muslim to Allah, the god of another religion, but that's precisely the problem. One of the key ideas of our order, the First 15th Perfect Faith Community of Doctrinal Ambiguity and Inclusive Holiness, Atlanta Synod, Reformed, twice, is that all religions are basically the same, except for biblical Christianity, which is completely wrong. And everyone should be required to show all other religious practitioners respect and honor, except for biblical Christians, who deserve no consideration and should probably be thrown in jail. Now, yes, it's true that we tend to say that all religions are equal, but what we really mean is that you can believe whatever you want, unless it's biblical Christianity. And what this boy has done is make it seem like being a Christian who only worships the God of the Bible is a normal thing, and that disrespecting another religion like Islam is okay, when what he should have done was go along to get along and bow down like everyone else. Now, obviously, we would never be comfortable with this same group of young Beaver Scouts going to a Baptist service or a Catholic service or a Pentecostal service, for goodness sakes, and certainly not asking them to actively participate in any of those rituals or sacraments. But when it comes to other religions like Islam, Buddhism, Shintoism, Hinduism, or even liberal Christianity, it's inclusion for everyone. Now, yes, we have historically pretended that we believe in the right of the individual to dissent from the crowd, to stand up or kneel and do whatever he thinks is right. But of course, it's different when it comes to a six-year-old Christian literally standing up for what he believes. Who do you think you are? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? There's no golden idol in front of you, boy. After all, it's not a Buddhist temple you're being asked to prostrate yourself before, so shame on you, you little Scottish troublemaker, for daring to take religious practices so seriously that you won't do them just because everyone else is. We cast thee out of the communion of absolute love, tolerance, and inclusion, where there clearly is no place for people like you. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, our acacia wood gavel of justice this week goes to the Belgian courts, who have now convicted Dries van Langenhove twice for violations of the nation's anti-racism law. In a 2024 lecture at Catholic University Leuven, van Langenhove gave evidence and data to show that mass migration into Belgium has been linked with a dramatic spike in crime and deterioration of the quality of life in the nation. Naturally, the authorities charged him with incitement to hatred. And to their great credit, the judges completely ignored the fact that everything van Langenhove said was, in fact, a fact. But that's where we see the true brilliance of the anti-racism law, in that it prohibits anyone from saying anything that would create a hostile atmosphere towards immigrants, even if the things being said are true. As one judge wrote, quote, "Even if all of the statements made by van Langenhove are based on scientific evidence and statistics, it makes no difference to the criminal intent. Van Langenhove is not charged with spreading false information. He is charged with presenting facts in a way that incites hatred against persons on the grounds of one or more of the protected criteria in the anti-racism law." End quote. This is so beautiful. The court is saying that it literally doesn't matter whether he's saying true things. The only thing that does matter is that he's saying mean things. If it is rude enough, hateful enough, offensive enough, othering enough, in other words, intolerant enough, then he goes to jail. Even though Van Langenhove showed decisively that housing shortages, lowering education standards, and rising crime are all statistically tied to large-scale immigration, you cannot say that in Belgium. If only America could be this advanced. Can you imagine how wonderful it would be if we didn't have to bother debating our adversaries about the truth of our claims, but could simply censor or imprison them for being meanies? Unfortunately, in this country, under the stupid First Amendment, truth is an absolute defense against defamation claims. But what if it weren't? What if you only had to prove someone hurt someone else's reputation or character or feelings or said something politically unpleasant? Just think of how many people we could round up then. And the ones who didn't get caught up in the initial purge would very quickly learn to keep their dissenting, fact-based, offensive views to themselves. Win-win! So yes, Belgium, well done. You are literally leading the way in advancing us toward the age of Orwell, where war is peace and freedom is slavery and ignorance is strength because the rules don't matter and the points are made up. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And now, brethren, sisterin, and otherin, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.
6:26 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. I just do want to remind you that I only do stories that are true. I don't make up the facts. I do make up the points. don't make up the facts. Oh, by the way, weirdly, on our Facebook page, the machine gun post about Jimmy Patronus,
right?
I think that is now the single most widely shared post Facebook News Radio has ever had. It's like 1,100 shares. It's crazy. Wow. I look back, and even the NAS Pensacola terrorist attack, the original one with the video from the cruisers going down I-110, that's only like 250 shares. So, and you know, like a good April Fool's post is like 300 or something. So 1,100, like, I don't know, 13,000 comments, something, or likes or whatever. So it's wild. Anyway, so yeah, I'm sure I'm going to ask Jimmy what he thinks about being canceled on Monday. What do you have to say to, you know, Brother Andrew? Anyway, John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Well, the book was reformed twice.
Or, yeah, the Atlanta Synod.
Yes.
Reformed twice.
Twice. All right. We've got no accidents to report to you right now, nor delays. It looks like I-10, I-110, 29. They're all looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
We try to have fun. I hope you are too. Let's see, David. Sorry, 8,000 reactions. I exaggerate. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Anthropic is now the world's most valuable artificial intelligence startup. The company reached a $965 billion valuation after announcing that it raised $65 billion from private investors on Thursday. The announcement put Anthropic ahead of OpenAI. Former Attorney General Pam Bondi is expected to face some questions from a congressional committee today over the release of the Epstein files. That hearing will focus on Bondi's handling of the investigation before she left the Justice Department in April. And country star Martina McBride is withdrawing from the upcoming Freedom 250 concerts in Washington, D.C. She is the latest performer to pull out of the event, marking the 250th birthday of the nation. McBride said she agreed to perform, believing the show was nonpartisan, but later decided that the description was misleading.
Yeah, I'm not sure I understand this move, and she's not the only one, but you thought a Trump-endorsed event at the White House would be, I mean, it's supposed to be nonpartisan. But when did you discover that Trump was a partisan? When did you, right. You know, so because she's not the only one, by the way. She is one of the big names. But you also have, Morris Day of Morris Day in the Time said no after having said yes. Young MC, all caps. He's fighting back on Twitter the way Trump fights on Trump Social. I have informed my agents that I will not be performing at the Freedom 250 event. Like, is there a cap locks button on your phone? Yeah, there is, but you have to activate it every time. Milli Vanilli. Did you know Milli Vanilli?
Milli Vanilli?
Milli Vanilli.
Well, it's just Vanilli, right? Because one, you know, the one of them passed away, right?
Right.
Is he related to Vanilli Ice?
I'm getting there.
Okay.
Hold your powder. So Milli Vanilli is also advertised as playing, although half of the frontman group has passed away. Rob Pilatus died in 1998. And the girl who did the voices, Jody Rocco, she's like, no, we're not. we're not doing this at all. The Commodores have backed out. Vanilla Ice is in. He's still going to be performing. This is a weird list of performers anyway. CNC Music Factory, Flo Rida, Bret Michaels. It's a weird list all around. So I don't know. I'm sure it'll be great or something. Almost as great as making a $250 bill.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. The U.S. and Tehran have reached a tentative deal to extend the current ceasefire by 60 days after days of back-and-forth strikes.
Just yesterday, the U.S. intercepted 5 one-way attack drones launched by Iran and destroyed a 6th drone as it was about to launch. In return, Iran launched ballistic missiles and a drone at Kuwait, seemingly targeting a U.S. military base there.
Fox's Jeff Paul, the agreement still needs the president's signature. Rail service in and out of New York City paralyzed after an Amtrak train caught fire in a tunnel.
5 railroad employees reportedly hurt. Fire officials say an engine on an Amtrak train went up in flames. 2 of the injured employees are in serious condition. All New Jersey Transit, Long Island Railroad, and Amtrak train lines into Penn Station currently suspended.
Fox's Todd Pyro. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It is 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. Looking like a mostly cloudy morning right now. We'll get to a full forecast here with our Channel 3 and Brooke Richardson in just a few minutes. Well, Pensacola State Representative Alex Andrade says Governor DeSantis is pushing lawmakers to move too quickly on a sweeping property tax proposal. Andrade says the governor vetoed a $1 million study last year that would have examined the financial impact of eliminating property taxes. Now legislators are being asked to vote on the issue with not a whole lot of time to review a plan.
When DeSantis was pushing this last year, not this legislative session, but last legislative session back in 2025, we put in $1 million to do a full-fledged analysis, to have a full understanding of all the financial impacts of a proposal like this, and the governor vetoed that money. He didn't want us to study this. He didn't want us to understand the downstream impacts. He didn't want us to understand the net effect to the state and local governments and all the services that we rely on.
And Andrade says lawmakers only got the written language of that proposal on Wednesday afternoon, just a few days before that special session that begins on next Monday. The proposal would also require new Florida residents to wait 5 years before they qualify for the full expanded homestead exemption. Andrade said he really hasn't decided yet how he's going to vote on that. A public dispute brewing between Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons and Orange Beach Mayor Tony Kennan. Now, this is all over allegations that Orange Beach police officers have been dropping homeless individuals off in Pensacola. Simmons posted a body camera video to Facebook showing what he says is one of those incidents outside of the waterfront mission.
I just didn't know that compassion had state lines. I mean, you know, I applaud my officer for caring enough to want to help him. And that's all it was, trying to help.
And Tony Cannon there, he says he doesn't think the officer did anything wrong and was just assisting a man that wanted to come to Pensacola. The sheriff said it goes beyond a single case. He told Channel 3 he's heard reports of dozens and possibly even hundreds of similar drop-offs involving not just Orange Beach, but multiple agencies. He says deputies witnessed this latest incident firsthand. A 15-year-old's in custody after a shooting in Walton County on Thursday. This happened in the morning near Freeport on Stella Drive. It did prompt some lockdowns at local schools there. Deputies used canine teams and a drone to track down a suspect who was taken into custody less than an hour later. Not a lot of details have been released, including the identity of the suspect or whether anybody was injured. Well, get ready for some road closures this evening for the Grand Fiesta Parade. That's going to kick off at 7 o'clock tonight. Closures starting at about 4. The route will run North Palafox, crossing Garden, heading down South Jefferson and Main. Of course, parking is prohibited on the parade route and in the surrounding streets. And PPD has said that if people do park in the restricted area, vehicles will be towed. You can see the route map online on social media, Facebook pages for the city of Pensacola and PPD. And it's 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has a look at our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still rolling accident-free, even delay-free. I'm not seeing anything to slow you down on I-10, I-110, 29, 90. Everything is looking good so far this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
We will be seeing a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly cloudy skies, high near 83 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 74. For Saturday, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 84 degrees. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 73. Heading into Sunday, 50% chance of rain, high near 87. Sunday night, temperatures dropping near 75. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Right now, we've got mostly cloudy skies. It is 75 degrees here across the area. Our next news at 7 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Global oil prices have tumbled by around 20% from 2026 highs as investors have grown increasingly optimistic on prospects for a long-lasting ceasefire deal between the U.S. and Iran, which would unlock shipping through the Strait of Hormuz. Currently, West Texas Intermediate is at roughly $87 a barrel, Brent at $92. More Americans sought unemployment benefits last week, but layoffs remain low despite economic uncertainty caused by the Iran war. The Labor Department reports that jobless claims were up to 215,000. That's up from 210,000 the week before. The average long-term U.S. mortgage rate rose again this week, reaching its highest level in 9 months, another setback for prospective home buyers. The Freddie Mac reports that the benchmark 30-year mortgage rate rose to 6.53% from 6.51% last week. Futures are slightly higher as investors hope for an Iran peace deal. Dow futures up by more than 100 points. That's Your Money Now.
Lunch was great, but this traffic is awful.
Can we stop at a bathroom?
Are you all right?
I keep having stomach issues after eating, like diarrhea, gas and bloating, abdominal pain, and sometimes oily stools.
Sound familiar? Those stomach issues may actually be a pancreas issue called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Creon pancrolipase may help manage EPI. Creon is a prescription medicine used to treat people who can't digest food normally because their pancreas doesn't make enough enzymes.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you are allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon. Call 800-633-9110 or visit creoninfo.com to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
I'm asking my doctor about EPI and if Creon could help.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
This is the station Pensacola turns to first for breaking news.
And I'm Steve Taylor in the newsroom with breaking news right now. The Department of Justice is about to announce an indictment for Cuba's Raul Castro. Let's listen live.
First for breaking news.
Breaking news this afternoon. NASCAR legend driver Kyle Busch has just died.
Keeping you connected to Pensacola and the world. News Radio 92.3. First for breaking news.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Did you give it up? 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 Did you give it up?
Good morning, 6:39 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola morning news. On on Memorial Day, Veterans Memorial Park hosted Medal of Honor recipient, retired Army Command Sergeant Major Bob Patterson. And I don't play a lot of speeches in their entirety, but this is one that I'm just going to play it. And it's about 12 minutes, 11 and a half minutes. And we'll interrupt it for traffic like we do. But I just want you to hear, because it was fantastic at Veterans Memorial Park this week for Memorial Day.
Good afternoon. Thank you for inviting me to be here today at Veterans Memorial Park in Pensacola, a place set aside not for politics, not for speeches, and not for applause, but for remembrance. It is an honor to stand here among veterans, family members, Gold Star families, active duty service members, first responders, community leaders, and citizens who understand that Memorial Day is not simply another day on the calendar. Memorial Day is sacred. It is a day when our nation pauses to remember the men and women who put on the uniform of the United States of America and never came home. They were soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, Coast Guardsmen, and guardians. They came from big cities and small towns. They came from farms, neighborhoods, churches, schools, and families just like ours. Some were barely old enough to vote. Some had children waiting at home. Some had plans for college, careers, marriage, and the rest of their lives. But when their nation called, they answered. And when the moment came, they gave what President Lincoln once called the last full measure of devotion. Today, we remember them. Here in Pensacola, this park helps us do that in a powerful way. Veterans Memorial Park has been described as a peaceful and healing place where people from across the country can come to honor Americans fallen warfighters. It is also home of the Wall South, the only permanent replica of the National Vietnam Veterans Memorial. And for me, that means something deeply personal. I served in Vietnam. I was with B Troop 2nd Squadron, 17th Cavalry, 101st Airborne Division. On May the 6th, 1968, near La Chu in the Republic of Vietnam, my life changed forever. I was later awarded the Medal of Honor for actions that day. But I have said many times, and I believe it with everything in me, the medal did not belong to one man. It belongs to the men who were there. It belongs to the ones who fought back beside me. And most of all, it belongs to the ones who did not make it home. That is why Memorial Day matters so much. Because when people see a Medal of Honor, they often see the shine of the medal. But those of us who wear it feel the weight of it. We feel the names. We feel the faces. We feel the empty chairs at dinner tables. We feel the mothers and fathers who waited for a knock at the door. We feel the wives who had to raise children alone. We feel the children who grew up knowing their parent only through photographs, stories, folded flags, and the words. Your father was a hero, or your mother served with honor. That is the true meaning of this day. Memorial Day is not about glorifying war. Anyone who has seen war knows there is nothing glorious about it. War is a young man or woman being asked to do impossible things in impossible places. War is noise, fear, sacrifice, and loss. War is making decisions in seconds that stay with you for a lifetime. But Memorial Day is about honoring courage. It is about honoring duty. It is about honoring love, because in the heart of the military service is love. Love of country, love of family, love of freedom. Love of the person standing to your left and your right. Men and women who we honor today did not die for fame. They did not die for recognition. Most never expected anyone to know their names beyond the person who loved them. They served because they believed America was worth defending. And America is worth defending. Not because she's perfect. No nation made by human hands is perfect. But America is worth defending because she is a promise. A promise that liberty makes matters. A promise that ordinary people can govern themselves. A promise that freedom is stronger than tyranny. A promise that each generation has a duty to preserve what their previous generation paid for. That promise has never been free. It was paid for at places like Bunker Ridge or Bunker Hill, Gettysburg, Belle Wood, Normandy, Iwo Jima, Chosin Reservoir, Khe Sanh, Fallujah, Ramadi, Kandahar, and countless places many Americans will never be able to find on a map. It was paid for in the skies, on the seas, in jungles, deserts, mountains, and city streets. It was paid for by people whose names are etched in stone, written in family Bibles, engraved on memorials, and carried in the hearts of those who loved them.
I'm going to pause right there, as you can now understand why I wanted to play this. Okay, we're about halfway done. This is the Memorial Day speech at the Veterans Memorial Park here in Pensacola by Medal of Honor recipient, retired Army Command Sergeant Major Bob Patterson. We'll finish this up in just a second. By the way, kudos to my good friend John Singley, who runs Studio 850, for having a mic on the podium that captured this in such good quality. Thank you so much for posting that. I really appreciate it, John. Let's see. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Powerful so far. Man.
We're only halfway there. Trust me.
Wow. All right. So no accidents to let you know about right now, nor delays. I-10, I-110, Highway 29, 90. Everything's looking good right now. John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Now back to, retired Army Command Sergeant Major Bob Patterson, Medal of Honor recipient at Veterans Memorial Park for Memorial Day just this past Monday.
Here at the Veterans Memorial Park, we are surrounded by reminders that freedom has a cost. And I believe we have an obligation not to just remember the cost, but the lives live lives worthy of it. That is the challenge of Memorial Day. It is not enough to wave the flag one day a year. It is not enough to attend a ceremony and then forget. We honor the fallen, but by how we live. We honor them by being citizens. We honor them by teaching our children what this day means. We honor them by caring for the families they left behind. We honored them by looking after veterans who came home carrying wounds that cannot always be seen. We honored them by refusing to let their sacrifice become just another paragraph in a history book. Every name on the wall was a life. Every life was a story. Every story mattered. I think often about the young Americans I served with. They were not thinking about history. They were not thinking about medals. They were thinking about the mission. They were thinking about each other. They were thinking about getting home. Some did, some did not. And those who did not deserve more than our passing attention. They deserve our gratitude. They deserve our respect. They deserve a nation that remembers. To Gold Star families here today, no words can repay what you have given. No ceremony can replace the person you lost. But I hope you know that this, your loved one is not forgotten. Not today, not here, not by those of us who understand the cost of service. Their name still matters. Their sacrifice still speaks. Their life still has meaning. And this nation owes you a debt that can never be fully repaid. To the veterans here today, I know this day can be difficult. For many of us, Memorial Day brings back memories we do not talk about very often. We remember friends. We remember moments. We remember the ones who should have grown old with us. Some people call us heroes, but most veterans I know will tell you that something. The heroes are the ones who did not come home. So today we stand here, stand for them. We speak for them. We remember them. And to the young people here today, I want to say something directly to you. Freedom is not, did not just happen. The rights you enjoy, the opportunities you have, the flag you see flying above us, all of it was protected by men and women willing to sacrifice everything. I learned their stories, ask questions, visit memorials, listen to veterans, read the names, understand the patriotism that is not just a feeling. Patriotism is responsibility. You do not have to wear a uniform to serve your country. You can serve by being honest. You can serve by helping your neighbor. You can serve by standing up for what is right. You can serve by living with a gratitude instead of entitlement. You can serve by making sure the next generation knows that freedom was bought by real people at a real cost. That is how to remember becomes action. That is how sacrifice becomes legacy. In my life, I have learned that courage is not the absence of fear. Courage is doing what must be done despite fear. The men and women we honor today had courage, but they also had something more. They had a commitment. They had loyalty. They had faith in something bigger than themselves. That is what makes America strong, not our weapons, not our buildings, not our wealth. America is strongest when her people remember who we are, what we stand for, and what has been sacrificed to keep us free. So today, as we leave this place, I ask each of you to carry this day with you. When you see the flag, remember them. When you hear the national anthem, remember them. When you enjoy time with your family, remember the families who have an empty seat. When you speak of freedom, remember the price that was paid for it. And when you walk past a memorial, do not just see stone. See a life, see a family, see a promise, see an American who gave everything. May God bless the fallen. May God bless their families. May God bless every man and woman who has served and is serving today. And may God continue to bless the United States of America. Thank you.
Amen. Again, this was from Memorial Day. This was the Veterans Memorial Park speech by retired Army Sergeant Major Bob Patterson, Medal of Honor winner and recipient. I sometimes forget and put in winner, which is not the term I mean to use. But man, you can see why I just played it, right? Did you have a part that stood out to you the most, John?
The whole thing. I don't know how to say it or express it.
Oh, yeah.
Just the whole thing, because he made some valid points that, you know, we just don't think about sometimes.
How do you honor their sacrifice? By living the things that they made possible, by participating, by being active, by saying what you believe, by using the rights that they safeguarded. You know, that's fantastic. You know, I used to, when I taught ethics, one of the things I would teach the students is the idea that we think about heroes. And I love that he talked about the real heroes are the ones who didn't come home, right? You know, because they actually paid that price. But that, you know, everybody dies for something. You know, you think about people who die in a moment, you know, charging a hill or, you know, saving a life or diving on a grenade. And of course, okay, they traded all the rest of their life for that value at that moment, whatever they were dying for. But everybody dies for something. You know, we just die a little bit at a time. 5 minutes here, 10 minutes at 24 hours a day. We're all dying for something. We're trading our life for something. The question is, are you trading for something worth trading it for? And the challenge sometimes is to force yourself to think about my next hour as an hour I'm dying for. Am I willing? Is it really worth dying an hour for the thing that I'm actually going to do with that next hour? And then, you know, trying to pack your life with as many worthwhile deaths, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, an hour, 2 hours a day at a time. That mean when you get all done, and you will have died for something, did you die for something worthwhile or not? 654 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Again, thank you so much to Studio 850 for putting that up online and, you know, allowing me to be able to hear it, because otherwise I had heard from people that it was fantastic and I wanted to go catch it. And then I saw John post it and thought, oh, great, excellent. I can listen, and, oh, I can be moved, and then I can actually share it with y'all, which is obviously what we did. If you are thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has an outstanding selection of good quality used cars, cars that are a year to 3 or 4 years young, low miles, 10 to 30 or 40,000 miles. You know, they're not brand new. You will not be the first owner. But unless you keep it for 15 years like I do, you probably won't be the last owner either. You know, you're going to sell it if you do trade up and at some point or trade again. You know, it'll be running very well because they warranty those cars to 100,000 miles, 10 years or 10 years. They take care of you. You know, the reason Frontier is different is not just the cars. I mean, yes, the cars are fantastic and good quality, good price. And they stand behind them. But it's how they do business, because they are not trying to sell you one car. They're trying to sell you every car you're ever going to buy for the rest of your life. By being the kind of place that you like so much and feel so valued and treated so well that you want to come back again and again and again as you need cars, or your family needs cars, your kids or your friends or whatever. You know, that's the goal. That's why it feels different, because it is. It's a different objective. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for 29 years behind the Big Buffalo in Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Let's see here. We've got one accident on the books at North W Street and Fairfield Drive. It's off to the side of the road. I'm not just seeing some minor delays in that area, but I-10, I-110, looks like 98 is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 91% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for the summer and fall semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in, with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
After a storm, portable generators are a helpful, temporary solution until power can be restored. Remember, 20-20-20 to keep safe while using a generator. Keep your generator 20 feet away from your house. Wait 20 minutes for the generator to cool down before refueling. Purchase a $20 carbon monoxide detector to protect you and your family. For more tips on hurricane safety, check out the Hurricane Guide at floridadisaster.org/guide.
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it.
The midterm elections.
Who will win? Who will not?
It'll all be covered on News Radio 92.3.
What is your damage, Heather?
I was alone, I took a ride, I didn't know what I would find there.
Good morning, 658, News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. John Pickens is sitting here not doing anything. David, I don't know. I wanted to go to you for some reason.
Why?
You know, I'm getting a couple texts from people, you know, thank you for playing this week. Hey, in my honor, honestly, like, it was obvious that's what needed to be done.
Yeah. For sure.
So, of course. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. David?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Vice President J.D. Vance says the United States is very close to finalizing an agreement with Iran. I'm getting deja vu. I feel like I've heard this story before.
You do the Iran negotiation pokey and you turn your Arleigh Burke-class destroyer about. That's what it's all about.
Several,
I feel like that could have been done a little bit better. But anyway, so you get what you get.
Several talking points apparently still remain in the agreement, though. U.S. officials say the two sides have now tentatively agreed to a 60-day extension of the ceasefire. The Scripps National Spelling Bee is over, and a California teenager is the winner this year. 14-year-old Shrey Parikh of San Bernardino won
the
contest.
No way. He's Indian.
And
or Pakistani or Southeast Asian, or, you know, I mean, like every time you see it, they They just dominate every time. My best friend and one of my good friends in high school, Balu Natarajan, you know, Indian, like, that's just normal.
Well, apparently this contest was right down to the wire, Andrew. A lot of drama at the end. They went to a spell-off in which each contestant has 90 seconds to spell as many words as possible.
I like that format, by the way, because it forces them to be quick, like speed chess.